We begin here with some overheated rhetoric, which may have gotten a politician in Britain in some trouble. You'll recall the U.S. government recently announced it was offering a reward of $10 million for information that would lead to the arrest of Hafiz Mohamed Saeed, founder of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the group that is widely suspected of organizing the 2008 Mumbai attacks in which 165 people died. Well, that may have drawn a counteroffer, a bounty of $10 million for the capture of President Obama and George W. Bush. The response has been extraordinary because it came from a Lord of the Realm, a senior British politician named Lord Ahmed, who's a member of the House of Lords. Rob Watson from our partner, the BBC, joins me now. The Labour Party has had some reaction, Rob?
Absolutely, John. It suspended Lord Ahmed pretty much as soon as they heard about it.
And I was looking at one report. He says he's denied this and is demanding that the Labour Party produce evidence. So where did this original counteroffer emerge in the media?
Okay, let me try and untangle this for you. There are two Pakistani newspaper reports, one from Lahore, one from another location, and both newspapers essentially report the same kind of thing, and that is that Lord Ahmed had offered a counter bounty, if you like, of £10 million, so it's even more than $10 million for the capture of President Obama or his predecessor, President Bush. Now, he has, of course, denied that. There have been no recordings so far, and so that's about where we stand.
Would the Labour Party make a distinction between a sort of hypothetical, and you are well known over there to have a pretty high-flying rhetoric when the politicians get going in Britain. If he had simply said, well, this is ridiculous, I might just as easily offer a £10 million bounty, blah, 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 would the Labour Party say that's just fine, or would that in and of itself constitute inflammatory speech?
You know us so well and our rhetoric here in London and Westminster. It's certainly true that there are high moments in the House of Commons, but I think this is slightly different. I think that the Labour Party has definitely not got a sense of humour or any sense of tolerance over this one. I think they just feel that if this was what he said, no matter what the context and no matter where he was, you just can't say that. You can't go offering bounties, no matter how rhetorical it might be, to on the heads of the President of the United States and the one-but President.
Well, you and I certainly could agree on that. Tell me a little bit about Lord Ahmed and how he got to be Lord of the Realm.
Well, he is a very senior Muslim politician in this country. I wouldn't say he was a senior figure within the Labour Party, though. He's fairly marginal in that party. And he's definitely had his ups and downs, inviting controversial figures to the Houses of Parliament. So, yep, always a controversial figure, and no doubt will remain so in the future.
Does that mean that any broad criticism of the Labour Party would be confined to him, or does the Labour Party take some heat from all this?
No, the former. He's not considered to be a central figure in the opposition Labour Party, so he gets the heat rather than the party itself.
And the lesson here, don't go just willy-nilly offering bounties on the world leaders' lives, eh?
Absolutely, if indeed that's what he said.
Words to live by. Rob Watson, political reporter from our partner, the BBC, on the question of whether a Lord of the Realm offered a counter bounty of $10 million for the capture of President Obama and his predecessor, George W. Bush. Thanks, Rob.